information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. We're live at SUNY Delhi. It's time now for the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game between Charlotte Valley and South Courtright. Time for the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer overpriced. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Scott, I don't know how we're going to top that girls' game. Fantastic. Comes down to the final shot. But these two teams during the regular season, I was there, had a great game. Charlotte Valley has the horses to keep up with the SK boys, who are going for their ninth straight league title here in the Delaware League. But this is an upstart Charlotte Valley team that can definitely give them a run. So we'll see how it goes here tonight.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The last time, you mentioned last time they played, it was 80-71 South Corey pulled ahead. Connor Carino had 39 in that game, according to NateLaw.com.
Yes.
We'll have to fact check that website. But 39, and on the year, he's averaging 28 points per game. Charlotte Valley, they got two guys averaging about the same, 17.6 from Ezra Onnell and 17.4 from Trevor Wade. Two-headed monster there against Trevor Wade and the South Courtright team. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, between those two guys for Charlotte Valley, they've been so consistent all year. And, you know, that loss at Courtright cost them a lot that night. It was pretty much a 2 or 4 point game the whole way. SK pulled away late on some foul shots, but that knocked them down to the 3 seed. So then they had to go on the road in the semifinals to Margaretville and had to upset Margaretville to get back here to the championship game. So to me, it feels like a team with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, and they beat Margaretville 53-41, and Trevor Wade with a triple-double, 22 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. What a game there, and hoping to continue that momentum into this league championship game.
Yeah, Trevor Wade this year has been a double-double and a triple-double machine. I think you're really going to enjoy watching him here tonight, Sky. He just does a little bit of everything, and it's really going to be Wade and Ansel. They are going to have a good game, and a few of those other guys are going to have to pick up some pieces, the Darian Matz, the Luke Montgomerys, the Ethan Barrett, the John Gonzalez. Those guys are all going to have to get those 6 or 8 points, but I don't know how you stop Connor Carino. I was talking about it with a couple other coaches today. He has such a motor, and you get him out here on this bigger college court. He's played here dozens of times. He's used to the whole AAU circuit. None of this phases him. He's cool, calm, and collected. You have to match him from the second the ball goes up until the final buzzer goes off. Very difficult task.
And you mentioned that experience. I mean, I remember the game that you and I did where he made that game-tying buzzer beater to send the game to overtime, I believe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think it was last year. I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago against Richfield Springs. Yeah.
And you know, I was impressed then, and he's only just added more and more to that repertoire that he has. He's a very impressive player, can do a little bit of everything on the basketball court. It's tough to stop him, but you got to do the best you can.
Yeah, and, you know, he has some help. Maybe not the type of star-studded talent that they've had the last couple of years, but these SK guys are just grinders, guys like Darren Dengler on the inside. Boston Carino, Connor's younger brother, has really stepped up as a younger player. He has done a nice job and can shoot from the outside. Jacob Staroba, the big man inside, always tough. And Jack Byrne, just another solid guard. So the cupboard is not bare here for the Rams. They're probably still the favorite coming into tonight's game, but should be a close one.
Yeah, and the one thing I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes, once again, like we talked about with the girls' game, it's been a while for both of these teams. It's been 8 days since they played their last game. Is there any rust coming into this for either team? I'll be interested to see that, just like I did with the girls' game.
Yeah, the girls didn't seem effectively to have any rust. Came right out and started that game strong. We'll see what happens here for the boys. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll take a break. Delaware League Championship game live from SUNY Delhi. Getting started a little bit later than we anticipated, but they do a lot between the two games here as they do their Delaware League Hall of Fame. Several local coaches got into that this year, and they do some all-star awards for scholar athletes in between the games as well. So very nice show here at SUNY Delhi to kind of celebrate all that is the Delaware League. All right, we'll take a break. Butler Auto pregame show. South Courtright and Charlotte Valley when we come back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. The Delaware League Boys Championship is up next. In case you missed the girls' game, you missed a whale of a ball game as the South Courtright girls won their 14th straight Delaware League Championship game in dramatic fashion, winning pretty much at the buzzer, 43-42. A JV call-up, and Lexi Hendrickson hit a three from the right wing side with about 5 seconds left, and South Courtright escapes with the one-point victory. And if the boys' game lives up to that type of hype, this will be a night where you and I are going to go home and sleep well, my friend, because these type of games, it's always amazing to me, even though, you know, we're just sitting here talking, like, it just takes a lot out of you. I don't know. It's a lot of energy. I guess you're invested in the game. But to me, I always walk away going, whew, I'm tired. That was a tough one. So
you might need some Nate Wall honey.
Mm.
I've heard about this, and this is not something that I knew about. I just tried to get some from the concession stand. They weren't selling
it. They were fresh out, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if we know anything about that or not, but rumor on the street is that's a nice snack.
Nate Law Honey, I know you're a fan of coming to Gilbertsville to come to Five Kids Bakehouse.
Yep.
In the summer, there's a farmer's market there, and you could buy Nate Law Honey.
Whoa.
At the Gilbertsville Farmer's Market. So, yeah, my family, my dad has done bees for a long time. I've kind of taken over the tradition a little bit. And this time of year, not a lot going on with the bees. We're just hoping they get through the winter. They don't love the cold, but summertime, it's a nice hobby to step away from sports and go out in the backyard and, you know, just kind of chill out.
Now so, I know how you spend your time in the summer when there's no sports.
Yeah, the hives can be a lot of work at times. Extracting the honey in the fall is a lot of fun as well, but it's a nice to get away from technology sometimes. I'm on this phone and the computer and the radio all darn day. So to me, sometimes that's just nice to step away. So
you talk to the bees to keep up like with the radio so you don't get rusty?
You know, it's weird. The bees can sense if you're nervous, if you're angry.
Really?
I truly believe it. The old-timers say that, and I never believed it until I really got into it. So sometimes when I'm out there, I will talk about whatever's going on in my day. If you walk by me at that point, you'd probably think, boy, that Nate Law guy, he's got a screw loose. He's outside talking to some bees. But, hey, you know, it's a good way to stay fresh in the summer. But, well, we are almost all set here for the Rams and the Wildcats here. In the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game, we've got our rosters all set, a lot of JV call-ups that we had to get straightened out here, so got that all set, and it'll be SK in the home white uniforms with the blue trim, and it will be Charlotte Valley in the maroon with the white trim. We're going to pause for the national anthem, Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship from SUNY Delhi when we come back on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, firebrick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. The Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game here live from SUNY Delhi. All right, let's get you the starting lineups. First for Charlotte Valley and head coach Michael Ballard. They will start with number 0, Ezra Antle. Number one, Ethan Barrett. Number 2, Trevor Wade. Number 4, John Gonzalez. And number 5, Luke Montgomery. On the other side for South Courtright and head coach Aaron Kaufman, they start with number 2, Boston Carino. Number 4, Jack Byrne. Number 5, Darren Dengler. Number 11, Connor Carino. And number 24, Jacob Staroba. We are going to pause one more time here. When we come back, we'll have tip-off between the Wildcats and the Rams in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Starting lineups in the books. We're set to go. Sky, I'm interested in your take on this. South Courtright, again, going for their ninth straight here. Kind of similar storyline to the girls. If you're Charlotte Valley, if you're the underdog, you haven't been here in a while, how do you come out here and just survive these first couple of minutes, settle in, and just play a normal game?
You got to treat it like a normal one. Back to what I said for the girls' game. We played them before, right? So we kind of have an idea. I'm sure they've done plenty of scouting, but we've played them before. We have an idea of what they do and who they are. The biggest challenge is going to be stopping Carino. Just like with the girls' game, you know, they have that one major powerhouse player. You know, the girls have Eckler and they have Carino, and you got to try to take him away or slow him down as much as you can, which is, of course, very, very difficult to do. But you got to do that the best you can. If the other guys beat you, then they beat you, right? But Try to take him away and slow him down as much as possible, and don't let him get hot early.
SK wins the opening tip, and Jack Byrne is immediately fouled as he tried to take off for the hoop. Fouled there by Ethan Barrett. Charlotte Valley boys, the last time they were in this game was 20, or the last time I should say that they were champions. They were co-champs in 2014 along with Gilboa. Why were they co-champs? The game got snowed out. They were not able to make it up in time, and the league declared co-champions in 2014. That was the last time Charlotte Valley, quote-unquote, won the league. So kind of a bizarre year back in 2014 with that big snowstorm. Charlotte Valley on defense here, and they'll steal it. Carino threw that ball away in transition. Charlotte Valley going flying out of bounds. Dengler went underneath the hoop and pretty much went plowing through that kind of that rope that connects, that keeps the fans away from the court. And it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Charlotte Valley. And then a steal by Staroba here for SK.
Dengler looks like he's really hit the weight room since I last saw him last year.
My goodness, every time I see Darren Dengler, he's bigger and stronger. He looks like the Hulk out there. Carino with a shot in the paint, lost control of it, taken away by Charlotte Valley, and they're doing a good job focusing on him early. Again, he had 39 in their game during the regular season, and then Charlotte Valley throws it away. Both teams settling in, maybe some early nerves here. So Carino will walk it down the floor. Carino going with the mountain man look a little bit here. I mean, he's a very, you know, skinny, kind of six-foot-tall guy, always clean-cut, but he's had kind of a scraggly beard for a lot of this season. And he's rocking it here tonight. So we got the Hulk and a mountain man out there. Carino, step back three, short. And a rebound here for Charlotte Valley, and they're looking to run. And then a block by Carino. Did they get him with the foul? No, it was clean. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Charlotte Valley. As I believe, that was Ezra Antle who was going up for that, and it was blocked by Carino. Good job to get back. Tough to beat him down the floor with his quickness. 0-0 in the early going, an inbounds pass here, and an alley-oop to Wade, and he missed the alley-oop. Couldn't lay it up and in, so both teams struggling in the first minute and a half of the game. And now the ball to Staroba. Through his hands, out of bounds. Going to stay with the Rams. And both teams just kind of settling in. Maybe some of that rust that we talked about, having not played for a week in between their semifinal games and here. South Courtright defeating Gilboa to get here. And Charlotte Valley going on the road, taking down Margaretville. Pass underneath here for Carino. It's intercepted again by Charlotte Valley. In transition, ball knocked away. And Wade will come away with it here. Trevor Wade in transition. His shot won't go. Rebound Dengler. Tries the home run pass, stolen back by Wade. Boy, it's a little sloppy here in the early going. Then we'll have a foul. Both teams kind of looking to all their teammates, just saying, okay, calm down here, guys, calm down.
Right now, this feels like game one of the season to me, with the way they're playing. Like, it's been a while since they've played, it seems like to me.
Foul is on Dengler, his first, team's first. Dengler, a big-time baseball player. He'll be going on to play baseball at Sage next year up in Albany, College of Sage. And they're lucky to have him. He's one of the best catchers in the area, regardless of class size. He's just an absolute monster on the baseball field. Ball out of bounds. Charlotte Valley threw it away, and the Rams will get it back. And both teams, again, continuing to try to settle in here. So the Rams will come across midcourt here with Connor Carino. He finds a down low pass to Dengler. Works one back out. A three right side for Boston. Carino is well off the mark. They're going to say it went out of bounds, actually clipping the shot clock. And it's going to go back to Charlotte Valley. Well, the fans in the first 2 minutes have not been treated to pretty basketball so far. But we'll see if both teams can settle in here in the Delaware League Championship game. Ball loose on the floor at midcourt, and we're going to have a reach-in foul here, I believe, on Boston Carino, as both teams were getting on the floor for that basketball. Thanks for joining us earlier for the Butler Auto pregame show. We're glad to have you along for that. Of course, we have a ton of special sponsors for tonight's game, including the South Courtright Youth Association, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, and Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport. 5:45 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. And here's a three for Charlotte Valley. It's no good. Carino with a rebound. Carino shot out of a cannon, left side of the floor. A pass ahead for Jack Byrne. He lays it up and in. First bucket of the game for SK, and a pass on a frozen rope there from Connor Carino to set that up. Trevor Wade in transition wants to take it inside. His shot won't go down. Rebound SK, they're looking to run. Carino ahead for Byrne. Missed the right-handed layup, and now Charlotte Valley back in transition. Two-on-one if they can hurry. Ezra Antle in the paint. His shot won't go down. It's short. And we got a jump ball on the rebound. The strategy for both teams here, Sky, seems to be get out and run, even though we're on the bigger court. They don't seem to be afraid to just hit the gas and go.
I haven't found that to be too successful just yet.
No, only a 2-0 game with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Wildcats will look to get it in. They go right to left. They're in the maroon with the white trim and a shot on the interior. Luke Montgomery is fouled, and he'll head to the line. Sky, as a coach who has worked with boys over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years in your time coaching at Franklin, what do you do in these scenarios where your team is just almost so excited, they're just hitting the gas so hard, they're really not thinking the game? That's how I would think about it right now.
No, you're spot on. Right now they're just I think they're trying to go too quick. I think this is like, it's a championship game. It feels to me like they feel that right now as opposed to just making the right basketball plays.
Yeah, I agree. It just feels like hustle, hustle, hustle right now. Maybe this will settle in for Charlotte Valley as Luke Montgomery goes 2-for-2 at the line. It's a 2-0 game with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Connor Carino at midcourt here.
And I would get into some offensive sets and slow things down. Even though we may be an up-tempo team, right now that's not the way it's going right now. So let's slow down, get into our sets a little bit, get some easier looks.
Jack Byrne to the left side of the floor. Now to Connor Carino. They go to Staroba at the high post. Spin move blocked by Montgomery, and Charlotte Valley will come away with the ball. Ezra Antle, right side, takes it inside and scores. He faked the pass and went up for the layup and hit it. Maybe this is what Charlotte Valley wants. If you muck this game up a little bit, maybe that will help keep it a low-scoring affair. A kick now by Charlotte Valley on defense with 4:20 to go first quarter. Charlotte Valley boys leading 4-2 in front of a packed house here at SUNY Delhi. Carino scoreless so far here in the first 4 minutes of the game. Once he heats up normally, it's a tough thing. Long three here for Carino. Won't go. Jack Byrne a rebound. He's fouled and it won't go down. Carino, if I'm remembering correctly, had over 20 points in the first half of that first meeting, including like 15 points in the first quarter. Maybe you can fact check me there. Much slower start for him. Charlotte Valley is really keyed in on him so far, knowing you can't let him go off. Jack Byrne to the line here, in and out.
You know, you got to do a better job of reporting. It does not say how many points they scored in the first quarter half. I really think you need to start adding that in there.
I think I have it here in my written notes, so I'll take a look at that when I get a chance. Byrne goes 0-2 at the line. They keep it alive, though. Carino pump fakes, gets the rebound, goes for three. It's off the mark. Rebound Charlotte Valley as they lead 4-2 in transition. And Gonzalez is going to take it the whole way. Puts it up and in, and Charlotte Valley leads 6-2. And South Court right back down the floor. A slow start here for the Rams with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. The freshly crowned one seed in the upcoming Section 4 Class D tournament works it inside to Staroba, and he's able to finish there, Jacob Staroba. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-4. Charlotte Valley back down the floor. Shot up off the glass here for the Wildcats. No good. Carino looking to run. In transition, Carino steps through, lost control of the ball, gets it back, and they're going to say he traveled here on the right low block. Carino has just really had no time to settle in, it feels like, with 3:20 to go here in this first quarter. 6-4, our score. Charlotte Valley boys on top. And in the backcourt, here come the Wildcats. Wade, near midcourt, finds Ezra Antle. As you called it earlier, the two-headed monster of Antle and Wade, averaging right around 17.5 points per game each. For head coach Michael Ballard. Left side, Gonzalez for three. Just a little short rebound. Dengler on the far side. And the Hulk with the outlet pass. Ahead here for Connor Carino. Splits the defense. Ball goes flying, and Charlotte Valley comes away with it. It feels like Carino's maybe trying a little too hard right now. Back down the floor. Pump fake for Gonzalez, and he's fouled. And he's going to head to the line. Carino glancing over to the bench here. His dad is one of the assistant coaches. His dad telling him, hey, we got to get moving here. As this will send Gonzalez to the line with 2:40 to go first quarter. Charlotte Valley leading 6-4. Looking to add to it at the line here. First shot at the line is off the mark and no good. And a low scoring first quarter here from SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. We're glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Second shot, Gonzalez is off the back of the rim. Boy, Charlotte Valley not helping themselves either. They do get a rebound and score, though. Ethan Barrett says, take that, Nate Lull. I'll put it up off the glass and in. 2.5 to go, first quarter, and the Wildcats lead 8-4.
I think he might have even gave a look at you.
He did. He said, hey, don't dare me to score. Carino inside said, okay, Nate, I heard you talking.
This is becoming just a get-back-at-Nate game right now.
He puts it up and in. It's 8-6 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter.
But I like that shot from Connor a lot more. He got right into the middle of the paint. Get yourself going a little bit right now.
Ball tied up as Charlotte Valley brought it to the high post. And the jump ball is going to give it back to SK as we come up on 2 minutes to go first quarter.
Timeout.
Yep. Okay. Timeout Charlotte Valley. Right before we would have had a jump ball. So we'll step away. Charlotte Valley 8. SK6, Delaware League Boys Championship game live from SUNY Delhi on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Right out of the timeout, a three is good for Trevor Wade. SK trying to answer here with Boston Carino. His three won't go down. Dengler a rebound. Inside for Carino, and he's fouled and will go to the line. So with 1:35 to go first quarter after that three by Trevor Wade for Charlotte Valley, it's the Wildcats leading the SK Rams 11-6.
And I like this for Connor here. The last basket he made was right in the middle of the plate, little paint, little floater. Now we get two shots at the free throw line.
Carino's first shot is up and good. He's up to 3 points now. I want to thank our other special sponsors here, including Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Carino's second shot at the line is good. Four now for Connor Carino. Cuts it back to an 11-8 advantage for Charlotte Valley with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Trevor Wade over the midcourt timeline. Boy, went sliding on his legs there. Lost control of the ball as he got tripped up, and SK comes away with it. Carino, left corner, has to dish one back up to Boston, his younger brother. Over to Jack Byrne from downtown. That's too strong. Byrne follows his shot, gets a rebound. Down low for Dengler, and he scores. Well done there by Byrne and Dengler. Cuts it back to a one-point game, 11-10. This has an eerily similar feel to the girls' game earlier, where SK won pretty much at the buzzer, 43-42 in that girls' game. Trevor Wade back across Antle. Into the interior. Pull-up jumper. Bang. He got it. Ethan Barrett now with 4 points. And Charlotte Valley leads 13-10. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. They go high post. Dengler feeds one over to Boston Carino for three. No. Too strong. Rebound. Jack Byrne. His shot. No. Carino off his hands. Out of bounds. Going back to Charlotte Valley. With 32 seconds left here in the first quarter. SK going to the bench. And Lance McClure is going to check in. A deep bench here for both these teams as they brought up some guys from the JV squad and the South Courtright JV just winning the JV championship last night. 41-30 over a tough Jefferson Stanford squad. That game was in Stanford last night. Wildcats with the ball with 16 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They lead 13-10. Now a steal by Dengler. And the Hulk is in transition and he's stripped as he goes up, but he's fouled. And he'll head to the line. I think he was in the act of shooting here. Yeah, Dengler's going to head to the line. Dengler going to be so important not only tonight but down the stretch run as SK starts to play some teams with more size. You know, between him and Staroba, they really are the size, and he's going to have to play tough down the stretch. Misses the first shot here at the line. SK bringing in a couple other reserves here. Carino's going to get a quick breather on the bench, and J.B. Trimble will check in. And the second shot for Dengler is up and good. Logan Reinshagen also checking in here. Makes it 13-11. Charlotte Valley leading by two with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wildcats will get it in onto lacrosse midcourt. Splits two defenders. Stripped. 2 seconds, and they're going to run out of time. No, wait at the buzzer, just a little short. Not even sure how he got that off, but the first quarter's in the books. Delaware League basketball championship game for the boys. Charlotte Valley 13, SK 11. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, Charlotte Valley boys leading South Courtright 13-11 here in the Delaware League Championship game, live from SUNY Delhi. And here's Connor Carino off a pass from Jack Byrne, and he scores in the paint. And Carino's got six, and we're tied at 13. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here. Jim DeMeo is our producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. Charlotte Valley with the ball, going right to left. Antle looking for options here with 15 on the shot clock. Goes back to Wade. Pull-up jumper, right elbow, too strong. And Dengler with the rebound. Outlet pass to Carino. He's looking to run. In transition, Carino splits two defenders, up off the glass, and he scores. And then he goes falling backwards through that rope and into the stands. Steele puts it up and in. Carino with 4 points in about 5 seconds there. Am I right? He got back-to-back baskets. That was crazy. 17-13, our score now for SK. Let's take you back through that. He got a layup. He lost his momentum, went falling out of bounds, went through the rope, came back in. In the meantime, there was a steal. He got it, put it up, and laid it in. Unbelievable. 17-13, the score. SK with their biggest lead of the game. Charlotte Valley trying to answer. Hanging shot in the paint here for Ethan Barrett. A short rebound, SK. Jack Byrne inside, and yeah, he pushed off. He put the arm out to try to get some room. He made the layup, but it's not going to count. Pushed off. You think SK's settled in a little bit here now, Sky? What do you think?
I think right now you're seeing SK getting back to what they normally do. That's the biggest change right now. But if you're Charlotte Valley, don't panic. But right now you're seeing easy buckets coming for Carino. And once he sees the ball go through the basket, regardless of if it's at 2 feet or 20, that's a bad sign for the opposing team.
Ezra Antle with a three that draws nothing but air, and a rebound for Dengler. Ahead for Connor Carino, who's got 10 points. Finds his brother Boston in the corner. Got it. Boston Carino from downtown. Look out if he heats up, too. He can shoot from the outside, and SK leads 20-13 with 6:15 to go second quarter. Charlotte Valley trying to keep this manageable after such a good start where it felt like they were kind of dictating the tempo a little bit. They find themselves down 20-13. Here's Antle at the high post. Kicks one out, now to the interior for Barrett. And back to Antle. It went over his head. He chases it back to midcourt and saves it. Shot clock's at 5, and then he's stripped. Here's Dengler. Going to try to take it coast to coast. Steps through and missed the layup. Did everything but finish. And here's a rebound for Charlotte Valley. Boy, Dengler had that one just hanging on the front of the rim, but it wouldn't go down. The big man running the floor. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-13. Charlotte Valley trailing here against South Courtright. Wildcats have it. Straightaway three is short here by John Gonzalez, and then it's out of bounds. Going to stay with the Wildcats, though. Want to thank some more of our special sponsors for today's broadcast, including Clark Farms Creamery of Delhi, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Sportsfield Specialties, also located right here in Delhi, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, and the Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. Charlotte Valley with the ball. Here's Ezra Antle in the paint, lowers the shoulder, gets inside, lost control of it. It sails out of bounds, and it's going back to the Rams. They have all the momentum right now.
And it's actually started with their defense. I mean, of course, they're making their shots now, but it's been their defense that has been suffocating right now to the Charlotte Valley team.
Feels like SK has woke up a little bit here. They'll be the one seed in the upcoming Section 4 tournament. Charlotte Valley, I believe, is the 4. Pull-up jumper, Carino in the paint. Yes, all he needed was a little daylight. He hits it. Timeout taken by Charlotte Valley with 4:50 to go, second quarter. We'll step away. SK now up 22-13 in the Delaware League Championship game on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Special sponsors for this Delaware League Championship game tonight include JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Jess Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center, and Mirabito Gresham Insurance, among many others that help us to make this possible. SK Boys leading 22-13 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Another steal here by the Rams. Dengler in transition, lost control of it. Somehow it gets over into the hands of Carino. He pulls up for two, missed it. And then we're going to have a foul underneath on South Courtright. So kind of a broken possession there for the Rams.
In the half-court offense for South Courtright, I am loving where they put Connor Carino the last little bit, actually, it seems like, this entire corner. But I think they started at the end of the first. They're putting him in the high post, which is so dangerous because he's an incredible passer, but he can finish obviously right there too. It's been a huge difference to their offense.
Yeah, well said. It's given them a chance to get him involved on every possession and let him make some of those decisions, I should say, shoot or dish it off. And he's finding open teammates. Ezra Antle, a three. This would be huge for Charlotte Valley. The bank is open late. Maybe it's DNVD here for Ezra Antle. He's got 5 points. Back down the floor, and we got a traveling violation on SK, giving it back to Charlotte Valley. So the Wildcats won't go quietly. They trail 22-16 with 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Charlotte Valley with the ball. They'll walk it up the floor across midcourt. And Antle is double-teamed and lost control of it. He got tied up there with Carino. We'll have a jump ball. It'll stay here with Charlotte Valley. Boy, no love lost in this rivalry. You can tell that was right in front of us. And this is a hard-fought game. Coach Kaufman joking with the Zebra crew. He said, boy, everything's a jump ball tonight, huh? Right side here, Trevor Wade. Three, just a little short. Skim the front of the rim. Rebound for the Rams. Carino, shot out of a cannon, coast to coast, and oh, it just rolls off the front of the rim. What an effort to get that up on the rim, but it wouldn't fall. Charlotte Valley hanging around in this game, trailing 22-16, 3:20 to go, second quarter. Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. Wade, a nice kiss off the glass for him, and he scores.
I'll tell you what, I don't think there's been too many players I've seen back even when I played that have that speed that Connor Carino has. I'm just blown away by that.
22-18, SK Boys leading by four. It's next level speed. It's hard to describe, honestly. Here's Staroba in the corner. No. But Dengler a rebound. He lost control of it. He got tied up and it goes out of bounds. He gets up and down the floor so quickly and he can dribble as fast as other guys can just sprint without the ball. I think that's part of it, too, is he's just got that ball on a string. It's very impressive to watch. When people say, who's the best player in the area this year, it's hard for me to not say Connor Carino, despite all the teams that we cover, Class B, C, D. I mean, Brady Carr from Oneonta is having a heck of a year. Charlie Lambert up in Cooperstown has been amazing. Connor Vandersamen from Sydney has been amazing as well. But, I mean, Connor Carino's averaging, what, 28 points? He's been fantastic. He's been the top of our top scorers list all season. Carino again, left elbow, this one off the mark. Rebound SK, Carino gets it back up and under. A sweet finish there, and the bank off the glass is good for Carino. He's got 14.
It is 28 a game, good memory, and I think that's the highest in this area since Matt, for me, when he did 29-something a game.
I was going to bring that up. Don't let me forget. A three for Ezra Antle for Charlotte Valley. No, turnaround, Wade, yes. Good rebound and put back for Trevor Wade. He's got seven, 24-20, with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Carino over midcourt, dishing one off for Logan Reinshagen. Back to Boston, Carino. Right side, good pass to the high post. Dengler's got a hold of it here, and we're going to have a kick on Dengler. It's going to go back to Charlotte Valley. To me, Carino is almost like a guy that was just down here talking to us, now playing soccer at SUNY Delhi, but Matt Cerro, I find their games to be somewhat similar in the fact that they can just get out and run like that and just control the pace of the game. Here's Wade, dumping one off to the interior, and the shot is good for Ethan Barrett, and Charlotte Valley has crawled back from the dead, and now they trail by two, 24-22, with a buck and a half to go here, second quarter. SK, good backdoor cut by Dengler, and feeding him was Carino, and Dengler hits it. Five for Dengler. It's 26-22. At the half-court timeline, Charlotte Valley just gets over, and then, whoop, off the foot of Dengler there. Bring it back, soccer season. That ball was coming right towards us. Bounces off the table, and we're spared.
And to your point there, we'll talk about it more at halftime, but when you play against either one of those guys, I was fortunate to have Matt, but I'm watching Connor. When you play against them, you have to play their game. They're going to dictate the entire pace of the game, the whole flow of the game, it seems like, because it's just a different speed.
There's not really much you can do about it. You're right. You almost have to play their game and just try to hang on. Carino with a rebound off a Charlotte Valley miss. Brings it back. Nice backdoor cut by Staroba, and he finishes. And another sweet dime there from Carino. The court vision. It's 28-22 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Ezra Antle down low. Shot off the glass. No, Carino doing the work of a man. Another big rebound. And going to have a foul, I think, in transition here. Which is too bad because it took a good breakaway away from Carino. I think Staroba is going to get the call here. He must have clipped somebody in transition. Or we got a technical?
There was a technical called.
A technical, I believe, on Staroba, yes. He said something as they were coming back down the floor. 40 seconds left here. Staroba saying that he said, let's go. The official saying he did not say that.
And they're getting an explanation right now.
Here's Trevor Wade at the line. And, oh, this shot's no good. Second one coming. So Staroba looking around in disbelief there as he gets a technical foul for some language. He's running back down the floor. Wade goes 0-for-2 at the line, which is very rare. Good foul shooter. Tough break there for Charlotte Valley. Those are the things you have to capitalize on if you're the Wildcats to try to keep this gap closed up.
when you get two free throws like that, as you said, I mean, down six, you're not down by a lot. But when you get those that opportunity right there, you got to capitalize, because then you get the ball back here. You could bring it within a one-possession game. Or, you know, now we're looking at still maybe, well, they could make a three, but still.
Antle, a three on the right side. Huge. Just like you said, they need that. Antle buries a three. He's got eight. Back to a three-point game. SK 28, Charlotte Valley 25. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Carino directing traffic at midcourt. Now dishes off for Dengler, right side. Carino wants to hold it. He wants the last shot here. Shot clock is off. Game clock down to eight. Now seven. SK working it. Far side. Can they get Carino open? They do. Corner three. Carino left side. No. Rebound at the buzzer. Won't go down. And that'll bring up our halftime score. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. 28-25 at the half here. It's the SK boys on top of Charlotte Valley. Wildcats won't quit. We got another good one. The girls' game came down to the final shot. Maybe this one will as well. We'll be back. Again, halftime score. SK boys lead Charlotte Valley 28-25 at the break here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Halftime here at SUNY Delhi, the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. And it's 28-25, South Courtright Boys leading Charlotte Valley at the break. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Marabito today at 607-563-HEAT. All right, let's go through the scoring summary. First for Charlotte Valley. Pretty balanced here. 8 points for Ezra Antle, 7 for Trevor Wade, 6 for Ethan Barrett, 2 apiece for Luke Montgomery and John Gonzalez. On the other side for SK, a game-high 14 so far for Connor Carino. Again, we said he's averaging 28 points a game right now, highest in the area. Darren Dengler with 5, Jacob Strobel with 4, Boston Carino with 3, and Jack Byrne with 2. Carino, a slow start, and I still would say maybe it's not the best game I've seen him play this season, but certainly he just finds ways to score and puts his team on his back.
It made a difference when they put him in the high post. Normally as a guard, you know, you're going to be out top behind the perimeter, look to drive, kick, and all that stuff, which he's obviously doing as well. But that switch to putting him in the high post has been a huge difference maker, because now the defense also has to collapse in, because we can't let him be open, right? And it leaves guys more open on the perimeter, like Boston, his brother. But the other thing is when you watch him on the offensive end, his IQ of the game is off the charts. You can just tell with his vision and passing. We've seen a couple beautiful, beautiful passes on guys on their backdoor cuts, and it's just been very impressive. But as you said, I don't think that this is... I think he'd be disappointed if you were to ask him on his first half performance.
He never looks happy. I don't want to say he doesn't look happy out there.
Right.
In terms of, like, enjoying playing the game, but I don't think he's ever satisfied. Maybe that's the better description with his play. I think he's one of those guys that's always, like, he wants to hit every shot. He wants to score on every possession, and that's his DNA, and it's impressive. I'm going to miss watching him play, honestly. It's been a fun last 4 or 5 years watching him develop and grow, and the success that this program has had. It's been very impressive.
You don't get guys like that. You know, we get a lot of really good athletes, but there is a difference between guys like him and others. It really is. You can just tell it by watching it. As I said, the IQ, of course, the talent and all that. But when you get used, we've talked about this before, and I'm sure you've talked about this with many people, you get used to watching guys like that, and you've seen them grow. I mean, they started out good, but you've seen them grow and continue to get little by little better in just all these different ways. And then when they're gone, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, it's sad. I oftentimes, when it gets to be graduation time, I get to like a mini slump, because it's almost like, oh, this guy's graduating and this girl's graduating. What am I going to do next year? And then the next group of them come along and you go, ah, there's the future. And I think that's the beauty of high school sports for sure. But when special guys come along like Carino, they're irreplaceable for sure. And like Matt Serro too. You don't replace a guy like that.
so many things I could say there. But but that's when you go out in the summer with your bees and you hang out with them and you know, you sulk and all that and talk to your bees and vent and let it all out, and then fall happens.
That's right. Fall happens, and we're right back into it. Every year you think, what's next year going to look like? What's this team going to look like? What's this program going to look like? And then you hit reset, and boom, and they're up. I was looking over during the girls' game. You looked over on both the Charlotte Valley side and the South Courtright side, and I'm seeing so many athletes who were so good for both of those teams over the years, and now they're in college, or they're even out of college, and they're back here watching and supporting, and it's like, wow, it happens so fast in a blink of an eye.
We talked about it before the girls' game. Both programs, boys and girls, for both of these schools, the athletes that have gone through both of these schools, it is a long, long list.
Yeah, the list is almost never-ending. I mean, it's one of my main goals with the podcast is you get somebody on and you can have that long-form conversation where you're not limited by time, where you can dive into some of those memories and kind of get them in the history books, quote unquote.
When I was
amazing.
When I was growing up, I remember going over to the Charlotte Valley game, watching Dan Toombs,
yes,
Joe Ballard, and that group. And then a couple years after that, like when I was in school, they had Matt Finney, and then you know right after that, you had his brother, and of course Dylan Wade, and now you got it's just. And then on the SK side, I mean, I don't have enough time to go through the list of teams and players that have gone through there, because that list is quite remarkable.
Never ending. That's why we do some of the long-form interviews. You can always check that out at natelull.com. Just click the podcast button. It's all right there for you. All right, we'll take a break. Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delaware League Boys Championship Game. South Courtright leads 28-25 at the break. We'll be back on CDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're set for the start of the second half here in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. Want to thank our sponsors, Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport, Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright, and Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Well, we'll switch ends here. South Courtright boys leading by three, 28-25. They're now going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the white uniforms with the blue trim. They'll pass one down low for Logan Reinshagen. Hits the shot and is fouled, and will head to the line. Of course, Charlotte Valley is in the maroon with the white and black trim. And here is Reinshagen to the line. I think they're kind of warning some of these guys about the little extra excessive celebration as Reinshagen will head to the line here. First points of the game for Reinshagen.
Yeah, there was definitely some sort of warning, I think, given for something. I don't know what, but I believe there was.
Reinshagen misses the foul shot. Rebound for Trevor Wade. I'm so glad you brought up his older brother, who was just phenomenal to watch for Charlotte Valley just a few years ago, Dylan Wade.
We played against him. I didn't know what to do.
He was just everything. He was big. He was tall. He was fast. He could shoot. And they made a nice sectional run just a few years ago with a young Trevor Wade and Ezra Antle on those teams. SK leading 30-25 here. And a backdoor cut for Trevor Wade off his hands, but he was fouled as he tried to sneak around that backside corner. Foul's going to be on Logan Reinshagen. Thanks for joining us as well tonight on WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. We're glad to have their support. As here is Ezra Antle at the top of the key as Charlotte Valley goes left to right. High post turnaround jumper is good for Luke Montgomery. He now has 4 points. Makes it 30-27. And even though it feels like SK's in control here, Sky, as the ball's tipped out of bounds by the Wildcats, Charlotte Valley's in this game, only a 3-point game.
And, you know, it seems like, as you said, it seems like SK would be out a little bit more, but they're not. And that's a great sign for Charlotte Valley because, you know, we're still right where we need to be.
Rams looking to get it in. They do to Darren Dengler. His pull-up jumper is too strong. Rebound for Trevor Wade. He's stuck in a tough spot here. Picked up his own dribble. Was just able to get it out of there before Carino was able to lock up on him. Wade will get it back near midcourt. Again, as Charlotte Valley goes left to right. They're looking to wheel it to the right side here for Ezra Antle. A bounce pass through the legs there of Barrett, but he's able to hold on. Shot clock is down, coming up on 10. Charlotte Valley taking their time on this possession, down 3 early third quarter. Shot clock at 5. They go to Wade, into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Wade, too strong, rebound Carino. Good possession, they couldn't finish. And then a double dribble on South Court, right back down the floor with Jack Byrne. Charlotte Valley is going to get it back. And sometimes SK just goes a little too fast for their own good.
Seems like it, doesn't it? But going back real quick, but Dylan was just a monster. 6'4", 5?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, 6'3", 6'4".
Jeez. I mean, and could move and jump and strong. And he was tough.
Always wanted to see if he would play somewhere at the next level. Decided against it. Just wanted to go to college and have that experience. Carino in control, back down the floor, and he's fouled. Wade was also one of those kids that played so hard. By the time he was done, I think his body was pretty beat up, and he said, I don't know if I could do this for another 4 years.
Especially at the college level,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the college level, just the physical nature of that, I just think he knew and was wise to say, I don't think my body's not going to hold up. Carino to the line here, waiting for a sub to come in after the shot from Carino coming up. With just under 6 minutes to go, third quarter, it's 30-27. SK on top by 3 in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. First one is good for Carino. He's got 15. Carino waiting for the second shot here at the line. Again, SK, 8 straight championships in the Delaware League, looking for 9 tonight. Makes the second foul shot, 16. Now for Connor Carino. It's 32-27. With 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Charlotte Valley trying to chip away. Pass to Montgomery at the high post. Back out to Ezra Antle. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Now feeds one down low for Gonzalez on the baseline, and it went off the leg there of Logan Reinshagen with 5:35 to go here in the third. Actually, looks like we're going to have a foul underneath. Is that right?
I don't know. Well, they're talking about it right now.
Oh, the shot. Okay, shot clock. All right. He was motioning over to the scores table. He put up 20, almost like he was calling in a foul, but they reset the shot clock to 20.
I didn't think it was a foul, but...
Yeah, so it looked like it just went off of Ryan Shagan's leg there, and it did. So they'll work it in. Wildcats with the ball. Antle, pull-up jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound Carino. Boston ahead for Connor. Spin move for Connor. A little up and under. No. Ran out of real estate there. On the rebound, it's out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Charlotte Valley. With 5:20 to go here in the third. SK just unable to pull away as Charlotte Valley continues to hang tight. Wildcats will walk it up the floor here with Trevor Wade. Gonzalez in the right corner now. Finds Ezra Antle underneath. Hits the shot and is fouled. Antle now with 10. I don't even know how he got that shot off there. A little up and under.
And as you said, every time it seems like there's a little separation, Charlotte Valley makes a play or two, and we're right back to a 3-point game. He makes this 2.
That's three fouls on Reinshagen. So it looks like he's going to get a breather after this foul shot at our next whistle. Antle makes that. He's got 11. Staroba is going to come back in, and Reinshagen to the bench. Staroba has been out since that technical foul. So back to a two-point game here, Sky, 32-30. SK boys on top with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Staroba to the high post, dishing one off Connor Carino. Yes. 18 for Connor.
And a lot of his points are coming right at the rim.
Great pass there by Staroba in traffic, too. 4:50 to go here in the third. SK now leading by four. Antle in the corner trying to answer. In and out. Rebound by the big fella underneath. Puts it up. That's Noah Johnson, but his shot rolls off the front of the rim. Jack Byrne in transition. Finds Darren Dengler. Left it a little short. Staroba a rebound. And he's fouled as he goes up at the left low block. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he will head to the line. So Staroba to the line, and head coach Michael Ballard telling his guys, we got to rebound the basketball. So Staroba's going to head to the line here with 4.5 to go in the third. Cannot get the first one to go.
Staroba adds a lot of size for them, though, on the floor.
He does. They need that true big guy, and it feels like they don't really have it. Between him and Dengler, they're trying to fill that role, and Staroba can't get the second foul shot. An air ball that goes out of bounds with 4.5 to go in the third. Tough trip to the line there for Staroba. 34-30, our score. Charlotte Valley hanging around. Wade is over midcourt to Ezra Antle. Feeding one back here for Gonzalez. Now to Wade. SK trying to force him into a trap or a tough situation. Gonzalez, far side to Ezra Antle. Bodied up there by Jack Byrne. Byrne got hit pretty hard. Somehow SK comes away with the ball, and Carino with the breakaway layup. He's got 20. Byrne's coming over to the sideline here. I think we're going to have an injury timeout. Byrne got hit right in the stomach. I don't know if he just got the wind knocked out of him or what. Boston Carino's going to check back in with 3:55 to go in the third. It's 36-30 for SK. And that was immediate. As soon as they collided, he reached for his stomach. I think he got hit pretty hard. Charlotte Valley with the ball. Here's Gonzalez trying to go to the interior but has nowhere to go. Finally dishes for Montgomery. Back to Ezra Antle. Lost control of the ball. It's on the floor. And we're going to have a foul here on Staroba. With 3:35 to go in the third. He can't catch a break right now. And it's still Staroba picks up his third foul. And Charlotte Valley is going to take a timeout. It's 36-30. SK boys up by 6 late in the third quarter on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a travel here on Connor Carino in transition. And the officials do not seem to be happy with SK over the last couple of possessions. They can't seem to catch a break here with 3:20 to go here in the third. It's 36-30. Charlotte Valley trying to take advantage. Down by 6 late in the third. Ezra Antle inside, and the big guy, Noah Johnson, gets the pass from Antle and finishes. 36-32, and SK is a little frustrated right now here, Sky.
They really are, and they're not liking the calls. You gotta, if they blow the whistle, you got to keep playing no matter what, even if you don't like it. Don't let it get in your head and mentally dictate the way that you play.
here on the right low block. Darren Dingler back out for Boston. Carino finds Staroba. Left elbow jumper for Staroba is good. And Staroba's got six. That's a big bucket there for the Rams. They lead 38-32. Charlotte Valley hanging around here with 2.5 to go, third quarter. Wade flips one over to the far side. Ezra Antle for three. Yes! Antle from downtown. He's got 14. And that's a big bucket for the Wildcats. Cuts it back to a three-point game, 38-35, with 2:15 to go in the third. High post now for Dingler, and he tried to rip one through with that Hulk strength. It was too much, and Lance McClure couldn't hold it in.
He threw that like he was going to throw a guy out at second.
That's for sure. Actually, I believe that was J.B. Trimble who couldn't quite hold on to it there. Yeah, if you've seen him as a catcher, he's got a rifle from home to second. SK going for the double team, and Wade threw it away. Pressure was too much. With 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 38-35 our score. SK boys leading by three. Thanks for joining us. Also on WCDOsports.com as our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Carino in the paint. Turnaround jumper off the pass from Dingler. No. Rebound underneath. Dingler puts it up and it's fouled. With 1:52 left here in the third. Dingler went down hard there. And is a little slow to get up. Dingler going to walk it off a little bit here as he goes back to the foul line with, again, 1:52 to go in the third. Dingler with 5 points so far tonight here. And he'll be shooting two in a three-point ball game. Dingler's first shot at the line, a line drive off the front of the rim and no good. And J.B. Trimble will head on over to the bench to have a quick word as Boston Carino comes out. Trimble is going to just be talking with head coach Aaron Kaufman there. And the second shot up and good for Dingler. So he's got six. Makes it 39-35 with a minute 50 to go here, third quarter. South Courtright boys leading by four here from SUNY Delhi. Chance of defense from the SK bench. And now we're going to have a timeout taken by Charlotte Valley with a 1:40 to go here in the third. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight on WCDO. Lots of people out there listening on WCDOsports.com as well, but getting a lot of nice text messages, so thank you for checking in. Charlotte Valley out of the timeout, a good pass down low. They find Luke Montgomery from Ezra Antle, and he finishes, and Montgomery's got 6 points.
Great way to have a play out of a timeout right there. Got to be very happy with that execution.
Two-point game, 39-37, with a minute 20 to go in the third. Staroba from the foul line. It's short. Rebound here for J.B. Trimble of South Courtright, and his shot is good. Off the bench, Trimble with a big bucket.
Three Charlotte Valley guys all hit the ball on that one. It fell right into his hand.
41-37 with a minute to go in the third. Good backdoor cut here by Wade. And the pass from Gonzalez finds him and he scores. And Wade's got 9 points. 41-39. Charlotte Valley will not go anywhere. Dingler down low. Staroba misses the layup. Second chance for Staroba. Block. And Staroba wanted a foul and he's not going to get it. Wade in transition, back the other way for Charlotte Valley, and it's going to be a block on Jack Byrne. SK fans wanted a charge. They won't get it with 38 seconds to go here in the third.
And Soroba's got to be careful. They already teed him up once, and once they do that, you're on the referee's radar. He's got to be careful.
Yeah, they've been watching him very closely. And I agree. I was just thinking the same thing. He's got to be careful. First shot at the line, no good for Wade. And he's mad at himself for not putting that home.
Yeah, I think the last three, after the technical, he missed those two, and now this one. So very uncharacteristic for him.
Wade to the line here for his second shot. In. Got it. Wade's got 10. 41-40. SK boys leading by a point. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Very close basketball game here for the Delaware League Championship game. Carino down low for Darren Dengler. Lost control of it, and Wade's going to come out of there with the ball. Wade sprinting down the floor, puts it up and in. And Charlotte Valley has the lead. Wade with 12 makes it 42-41, and Carino, who was chasing back on defense, went down hard there. They're going to make sure that he's okay. Dengler now talking with the officials. 16 seconds left. Not exactly sure what they're going to call here. Charlotte Valley leading by one. Okay, so it's that delay of game when the ball goes through the hoop. Dengler touched it, so a warning goes in the book. And I got to say, the officials are keeping a very close eye on things here, and they're not letting anything get past.
But SK has to stop worrying about the officials and what's being called or not. They have to play their game. You can tell right now their frustration is just through the roof on everything, it seems like, and they're not playing the game.
Agreed. Yeah, it's kind of taking them out of their rhythm. They trail by one. 5 seconds left here, third quarter. Carino with a shot at the buzzer is no good. And Charlotte Valley leads 42-41 with the fourth quarter coming up. Don't turn that dial, folks. The Delaware League Championship finale coming up here on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the fourth quarter, 42-41. Charlotte Valley boys have climbed out of that hole. It seems like they've been down 4 or 6 points all game, but they've taken a one-point lead. We've got 8 minutes to decide the Delaware League Championship game. SK's won 8 in a row. They're going for 9. Charlotte Valley co-champs back in 2014 when that snowstorm canceled their championship game. They were co-champs that year with Gilboa. Could they pull it off here tonight? A pull-up jumper for Gonzalez, yes, from the right elbow, and he hits it. 4 points now for John, and it's 44-41. SK trailing by three. Carino steps into a three. This is Connor, left it short. And a long home run pass back down the floor for Charlotte Valley, but Boston was able to get back and steal that ball for the Rams. Great hustle there by Boston after he missed that shot. Connor wants a three from straight away and hits it. Leaned into that one almost like a runner, and he's got 23, and we're tied back up at 44 with 7 minutes to go. But it feels like SK was pushing a little bit there. And now we got a foul against Charlotte Valley. A moving pick on Noah Johnson as Carino couldn't get around him, and the ball's going back to SK. 44 all our score, and this one has all the makings of an instant classic here, doesn't it, Sky?
You asked how we're going to top the girls' game from earlier. We just might.
Girls' game went down to the final shot where SK won on a three by a point. Could we top that? That'd be amazing. Shot from Jack Byrne is off the mark. Charlotte Valley gets a rebound. And now it's taken back by Carino. Connor on a pass from Boston, and he scores. Connor's got 25, and SK retakes the lead, 46-44. What a swing here for the Rams. Seem to be back on their game. Boston gets a hand on a pass there, but now Charlotte Valley has it back. And we're going to have a foul on Connor over in the left corner as they were trying to pull off a trap down there on that left side. 6:25 to go in the fourth. It's 46-44. Rams leading the Charlotte Valley Wildcats. Ezra Antle at the top of the key. Down low, and it's going to be a foul on SK in the paint. Antle so tough getting to the hoop there. Team foul situation, one for SK, now two for SK. One for Charlotte Valley. We'll see how that plays into it down the stretch. JB Trimble going to check back in. Jack Byrne to the bench as he's got four fouls. So Trimble's going to have to play some big minutes off the bench here for the Rams. Charlotte Valley will inbound the basketball to the right of the hoop. Gonzalez will be doing the inbounding. Finds Wade in the corner on the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at our Main Street studios. Big thank you to Jim for working the late night with us as well. Charlotte Valley will get it in. They go to Antle, and he's fouled again as he's taking it to the hoop, and they're starting to call this one real tight. Trimble picks up that foul. Boy, if I'm Antle, I'm just trying to get to the paint anytime I can right now.
I just keep doing the same thing.
Charlotte Valley once again goes right back to Antle. Into the corner, Gonzalez. Two-point game, early fourth quarter, ball knocked away. It's going to roll out of bounds and stay with Charlotte Valley. Boy, this has been a long defensive possession here for SK. And Carino is guarding Wade wherever he goes. This ought to be a fun matchup the rest of the way. Almost like they're going to try to make Antle and everybody else beat him. And Carino on Wade, boy, just dogging him around the court. Ball at the top of the key, and another foul on Trimble. Unlucky there as Antle slipped. And Trimble was right there, and they kind of bumped into each other, and they get him for the foul. And that's two now on Trimble in the last 2 minutes.
And now they're already at 14 fouls. So any other fouls on SK, they're at the line.
Davenport's Charlotte Valley, I should say, has got the ball. Top of the key. Gonzalez gets stripped by Connor Carino. Great defense by Connor to the right side of the floor, and a foul here on Charlotte Valley. With 5:40 to go in the fourth. SK leading 46-44 in the Delaware League Championship game. Team foul situation, four for SK, two for Charlotte Valley. Foul going to be on Gonzalez, his first for Charlotte Valley. JB Trimble finds Boston Carino in a corner three, yes. Huge three for Boston. He's got 6 points, and it gives SK a 49-44 lead. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Ezra Antle down low. His pass rolls out of bounds. Actually, it's going to be a jump ball right on the line. Arrow gives it back to SK. And here comes that wave for the Rams. Charlotte Valley wanted a kick there. They won't get the call. Rams will walk it up the floor with 5:20 to go. Carino across midcourt. Looking for some options here. Content to take his time. Boy, Charlotte Valley got that lead to start the fourth quarter. So far in the fourth, it's been all SK. As Carino is able to find Staroba, who's got 8 points, and he puts it up and in. It's 51-44. Now Boston is whistled for a foul at the top of the key. Well, more towards midcourt, actually. The defense has gotten scrappy here, and the officials have clamped down on it. 51-44, foul's going to be on Carino, his second, Boston that is. Fifth team foul, excuse me, on SK, so it will send Charlotte Valley to the line the rest of the way. Here's Gonzalez at the charity stripe, and his first shot will not go.
And Nate, look at the gamesmanship from Connor Carino right now. They're shooting, and he's still playing defense on Trevor Wade, looking him right in the face, not even letting him get an inch.
Second shot, no good there. For Gonzalez, and it was a lane violation I mean, Connor is just breathing down Wade's neck, saying, let's go. If you want this championship, you're going to have to take it from me with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I'm sure that the last chapter in this book for Connor Carino doesn't have him losing a Delaware League championship game. But Charlotte Valley's throwing haymakers here. This is a great game. 4:45 to go in the fourth. It's 51-44. Carino for three from about West Courtright over there. He missed the shot. Hit off the back of the rim, went up and went out of bounds.
I got to say, I don't see too many guys play defense like this anymore where you face guard all, like, the full length of the court at all times. It's what I used to do, and I got to tell you, I love it.
It's kind of some, like, old-school 80s NBA defense, like Pistons and Bulls type of stuff. You know what I mean? That's what it reminds me of.
I just love it. You don't see it often.
Back down the floor, Charlotte Valley with the ball. Gonzalez with the jumper. He hits it in the paint. He's got 6 points. Makes it 51-46 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. What a game. Connor Carino, little shimmy shake there, and he's fouled. Just so tough to keep in front of him. Connor Carino with a game-high 25 so far here for the SK Rams. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com. And one of our loyal listeners, Chris Sedlaka, check in. He's on a family trip. He's in Colorado in Denver. Had to tune in for the game, so we appreciate that. Carino, straight away three, could not get the shot to go down. And the ball is rebounded by Charlotte Valley. They're going to get a breakaway layup here from Gonzalez, and he puts it up and in. Gonzalez now with 8 points. Timeout, Charlotte Valley.
No, referee a timeout.
Osteroba's knee brace, piece of it fell off, so he's going to put it back on. And Charlotte Valley has climbed out of the hole once again to only trail by three, 51-48. And Jack Burns is going to go back in with 4 minutes to go in the fourth. He's got those four fouls. Wow. The Wildcats just will not quit.
And remember, we're only halfway through the quarter, and any foul sends Charlotte Valley to the free throw line.
Rams with the basketball, going right to left. They're in the white with the blue trim. Right side of the floor now for Byrne. Back up to Connor Carino straight away. Ezra Antle on defense. They go to Dengler. Shot from the foul line here. No good. Rebound. Charlotte Valley came away with it and then lost it out of bounds. Great effort by Ethan Barrett. Went sliding out of bounds but could not keep it in. With 3:35 to go here in the fourth. Rams with the basketball. They'll float it inside and then a foul on the floor here on Charlotte Valley. Good job by Staroba to take that pass at the low block, even though he was double-teamed. So that's the fourth foul as a team on Charlotte Valley. Carino looking to get it in. He finds Darren Dengler, and his shot's too hard off the glass. And then we have a foul underneath, I believe, on Charlotte Valley. I think on Noah Johnson here. They were pointing at him. No, it's on Dengler.
Five. Yep. That's going to send them to the line.
Boy, so Noah Johnson's going to take the long walk down the floor. Dengler with two fouls. It's been a war rebounding. And the big man, Noah Johnson, to the line here. 3.5. 3.5 to go in the fourth. Excuse me, 51-48. SK boys leading Charlotte Valley here in the league championship game. Johnson to the line. First shot is good for the big fella. And the second shot coming here for Noah Johnson, and 3.5 minutes to go. Johnson steps up, and second shot is good. Big bucket there from Noah Johnson, and it's 51-50, again with 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jack Byrne across midcourt to Carino. Boston finds Darren Dengler at the high post. Dengler down low. Had it intercepted, and then a foul as that was stolen by Trevor Wade, and then he was immediately fouled. So Wade's going to go to the line. And just when you thought SK had the momentum, here comes Charlotte Valley. Wow, with 3:18 to go in the fourth and a 51-50 ball game, Wade could tie this game up or potentially take the lead here. Trevor at the line. Oh, and the first one's in and out, and foul shots have not been his friend here in the second half. As you said earlier, very uncharacteristic of him. Wade to the line. His second shot good. And Wade has 13. Timeout SK. We're tied at 51 with 3:18 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you here. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied 51-51. Been joking with one of our texters here during the breaks. This is like Rocky and Apollo Creed. Who's going down? You know, one of them goes down, the next one pops up. I don't know who's Rocky and who's Apollo in this scenario.
I'm going to let you decide that one.
I kind of feel like, oh, I don't know. We're going to have to think about that a little bit more. 3:10 to go here in the fourth. We're tied 51-51. And Charlotte Valley reaching in. Foul on Ezra Ansel. I would have to say, right, SK is kind of established. They might be Apollo Creed, and Charlotte Valley might be Rocky, the young upstart trying to get back and maybe pick up their first win in the heavyweight division. 3:08 to go here in the fourth, and this will send SK to the line, and the first shot is up and good for Jack Byrne. Makes it 52-51. Byrne playing with those four fouls. He's got to be careful the rest of the way. Jack settling in, and his second shot is good. Makes it 53-51 for SK with 3:05 to go. Charlotte Valley back down the floor, going left to right. Looking to work it around. Here's Trevor Wade with Carino right in his shorts. Gonzalez to the left side, comes off a screen. Inside, Ethan Ferrett's jumper, hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down, gets his own rebound and scores. Ferrett now with 8 points, and again we're tied 53-53. With 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter in front of a packed crowd here at SUNY Delhi, the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. Dengler, left side now for Jack Byrne. To Boston Carino. Dengler, inside for Connor. Fade away for him, too strong. Rebound for Jack Byrne. Puts it up and scores. Jack Byrne with another bucket. He's got 6 points, and SK leads 55-53. Coming up on 2 to go. Charlotte Valley working the ball around, going left to right. They're in the maroon with the white trim. They go to Trevor Wade in the corner. Back up top. Wildcats working it around. Here's Ezra Ansel. Gonzalez, left side, 15 on the shot clock. Goes to Ansel in the corner. He's stripped by Carino. We got a timeout taken, though, by Charlotte Valley. 1:47 left. It's 55-53. SK Boys on top by two late in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:45 left. Out of the timeout, Charlotte Valley with the ball. Right side of the floor, Ezra Ansel for three. He banks it in. Ansel's got 17, and Charlotte Valley leads 56-55 with a minute 30 left. What a shot there from Ansel. They go inside. Dengler passing down low. Staroba is fouled by Wade. Charlotte Valley fans can't believe it, but this sends Staroba to the line with 1:22 left. And Charlotte Valley clinging to a one-point lead after a banked-in three by Ezra Ansel. Hey, they all count. SK has won 8 league titles in a row. Going for 9. Staroba hits the first. Big shot at the line. And Staroba now has 9 points. Tied 56 all. Second shot, Staroba. Yes. Staroba's got 10. 57-56 with a buck 20 to go. Wildcats down the floor. Chance of defense. Fans anxiously sitting in their seats, the edge of their seats. Here's Wade to the right side. Finds Gonzalez. Working on Boston Carino. Inside, missed the shot. It's short. Rebound. Gonzalez got it and then stepped out of bounds. Oh, he was underneath the hoop and just kind of lost his bearings. Timeout's going to be taken by SK with 1:04 left. It's SK 57, Charlotte Valley 56. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we're coming up on a minute to go here. 1:04 left. Delaware League Championship game hangs in the balance. The girls' game went down to a final shot. Could the boys' game be the same? SK girls won earlier. And right here, right now, the SK boys lead 57-56 over Charlotte Valley. SK with the ball going right to left. Darren Dengler. Left wing, now back up to the top of the key. They go right wing and swing it for Jack Byrne. 45 seconds left. Byrne to Dengler. Inside, Connor Carino. Pull-up jumper. Connor had his shot partially blocked, but he got his own rebound. Now takes it inside. Missed it. Rebound loose on the floor, and here comes Charlotte Valley. Wade in transition. Finds Gonzalez up and under it. Rolls off the front of the rim. Second chance is good for Wade. Wade with 15. Timeout, South Courtright with 22 seconds left. Carino looks like he was hurt after that last play. Really slow to get up with 22 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. Charlotte Valley now leads 58-57. Carino went hard to the hoop, couldn't score, went down hard after that. Charlotte Valley got a long outlet pass, went down, missed a shot, and then it was Johnny on the spot for Trevor Wade to get the rebound, put it up and in. Boy, what a game. It's going to come down to this.
Could we have had 2 better basketball games tonight? Seriously.
No, this is amazing. Girls game was an all-time thriller that they'll talk about for the next 20 years. And here comes the boys game. SK Magic worked for the girls. Is it going to work for the boys? Charlotte Valley, this is everything that they've worked for as a program over the last couple of years over head coach Michael Ballard. Could they pull it off here?
Important to know, any foul sends anyone to the line for both sides, whatever it is. And with the new rules for high school, that means 2 shots, not a 1-and-1.
SK is going to have the ball with 22.7 seconds left. And here's Boston Carino. They could play for the last shot here if they want. Boston to midcourt, gets it safely into the hands of Connor. 15 left. They go to Jack Byrne at the high post. Back out to Croner. Glances up at the clock. 10 seconds left. Carino comes off of a screen. Wants to get in the paint. Takes it down low. Is fouled with 5 seconds left. And he's going to go to the line. Croner, I think, is mad at himself that he couldn't get the shot to go. But that's what you wanted. SK is going to get back on defense. And here's Croner to the line. Courtright boys down by one with 5.9 seconds left. Connor Carino with 25 points at the line. Charlotte Valley didn't love the call. Carino's first shot is good. 26 for Clutch Carino. Tied 58-58. All right, can he get the second one? We're tied right now. Connor settling in. The shot is good. 27 for Carino. Timeout taken by SK. They lead 59-58. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. When we come back, the exciting conclusion on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull joined by Skylar Thompson here. A one-point lead for the SK boys, 59-58. The girls' game came down to the final 5 seconds, and now the boys' game will as well. It all hangs in the balance. Charlotte Valley's going to have to go the length of the court. They're trailing by one. Could we have a hero here? It's got to go to Wade or Antle, right? That's what I'm guessing. Connor's going to be guarding Trevor Wade.
I'm curious on what they drew up out of the timeout here.
Here we go. Charlotte Valley gets it in. They throw it down the floor to Noah Johnson, to Antle. He gets the shot off. It's not going to go. And SK wins 59-58. They get a look at the buzzer, but it wasn't a clean look. The defense was there, and the Rams win their ninth straight Delaware League championship game in dramatic fashion. Wade got the ball in the backcourt and decided to throw it long, and it kind of took him out of the play. The ball ends up in Antle's hands, but he just didn't quite have enough time.
I don't know the play, obviously, that was drawn up, but what it looked like they were going to do was inbound the ball, throw a deep pass and have a guy take off sprinting, which is what they got with Antle. It's just like, it looked like the pass was either kind of behind him or something like that that slowed down his momentum, because his momentum was taking him to the rim and he actually had a step. That's what it looked like. I don't know the play, obviously, but what a game again.
What a game. Charlotte Valley with a shot at the buzzer that won't go. 59-58, our final score. We'll be back with the post-game show. SK boys win their ninth straight. What a night of fantastic close basketball here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team,
You have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Wow, welcome back one last time. My voice a little shaky here after two phenomenal games here tonight. SK comes out on top in both our boys' game here, 59-58. SK defeating Charlotte Valley. Earlier tonight, it was 43-42. SK girls over Charlotte Valley. Sky, I don't know, in all, you know, the 10 years that I've been doing this, to have two games come down to the buzzer like that. We've had a lot of great buzzer beater type games, but to have back-to-back championship games, you can't ask for much better than that.
No, you can't. I mean, I was always happy when you asked me to do these games, but geez, the two that I got with you tonight was pretty great. I can't really take it all in yet. I mean, you had in the JV girls, or I'm sorry, I'm already saying it. In the varsity girls game, you had a JV call-up, make a three, basically at the buzzer, but not really, it was like 5 seconds left. And then this with 5 seconds left, two free throws by who else but Connor Carino.
The magic man. He does it again here at SUNY Delhi. He seems to have the magic touch on this court. What's amazing is, in both games tonight, there were so many swings. One team would get up four or six, and you'd think, okay, here it comes. And then the other team would come back. And just vice versa all night. All four teams that played here tonight played great basketball. Charlotte Valley has nothing to hang their heads about. I know it's going to be frustrating because to come that close has to hurt. But SK gets it done. The SK magic is real. I'm convinced.
And what happens is when you lose a game by one, which both games were, you always think of the one or two, three, however many possessions of if this went different or if this happened or, you know, anything like that, the result very well could be different.
Tough one here tonight for Charlotte Valley, but SK gets it done. All right, let's go through our scoring summary. First for SK, 27 points for Connor Carino, a game high. He was very good again tonight, as always. Jacob Staroba with 10. Let's see, Darren Dengler was 6, Jack Byrne was 6, Boston Carino was 6, so some good balance there. And then 2 points for J.B. Trimble, and 2 for Logan Reinshagen as well. On the other side, great balance for Charlotte Valley. 17, team high for Ezra Antle, 15 for Trevor Wade, 8 for John Gonzalez, 8 for Ethan Barrett, 6 for Luke Montgomery, and 4 for Noah Johnson. So good balance there for the Wildcats. They're going to be tough in sectionals for sure. All right, let's do our three awards. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Connor Carino, 27, kind of the easy choice tonight for the offensive player of the game.
And the two big free throws at the end. And, you know, for a guy who I watched make that amazing three-pointer to send the game to overtime a couple years ago with you here, the right guy, I mean, he's obviously a great offensive player, but under that situation where you need to make both free throws, one to tie the game but two to take the lead, the right guy, you knew the moment was not going to be too big for him.
Wanted the ball, said I'm going to put this team on my back, win, lose, or draw.
Yep.
And finds a way to get it done again. And they're going to need that many more times the rest of the way.
And as you said, win or lose, right?
Yep.
I'm fine with the result, but I need to do this right now.
Yep, he wanted that ball in his hands. It's his senior season, and he said, okay, he's got the SK legacy and that win streak on his hands,
yep.
And he finds a way. So next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham, cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. The voice is really going here at the end, Sky, but let's go Darren Dengler. You know, I just thought 6 points tonight, but he's got to go to war down low all the time. SK is a little undersized. Darren worked really hard tonight. We'll give him the defense award.
Yeah, and I think he did a lot of things that sometimes you don't always see or talk about, right? The the commanding and talking on defense, the back line of defense there, the rebounding, the all the things that he does that, as I said, sometimes you don't see in the box score, or sometimes you do if you keep all the stats or anything like that, but wow, as I pointed out, the last time I saw him, and to compare to today, the strength he has put on is unbelievable.
Yeah, he really has come a long way. You know, basketball is just something he does in the winter, and he's going to go on and play college baseball. We know that he's a great soccer player as well. And I want to say there's several other guys that we could have given this defense award to. I thought Boston was fantastic tonight, helping out Connor out on the guards. Jack Byrne with those four fouls had to play great defense and not foul, and he'd be out of the game. So a lot of other guys deserve some credit there tonight as well. Lastly, the Ackle Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by Ackle Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on CDO. Ackle Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Let's go Trevor Wade tonight. I thought, boy, he was tremendous. He had Connor in his face all night. You could easily also go with Ezra Antle, but I'll go with Trevor Wade. He's a smooth operator out there.
Really is. And like you said, you could go with Antle. You could go with a lot of guys for all-purpose, because that Charlotte Valley team played great as a team, very balanced, like we said. And, you know, I got to say, I was very impressed with them, too. You know, they don't have a Carino, but they have a lot of guys, and that's huge for a team, especially going forward.
They are going to be a tough out going forward, Charlotte Valley. And what's interesting is the way the bracket shapes up, these two could see each other again. They're on the same side of the bracket, and pretty tough to beat a team three times in 1 year. So we'll see what happens in a couple weeks.
I was going to say, I think Charlotte Valley wants that rematch, too.
I'm sure, and I'm thinking if I have the bracket in my head, it might be right back here on this floor again. So we might see it at the end of the year. So that's our three awards tonight. And we'll give a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios. Jim did a great job, a late night for him. Craig Stevens and the rest of the WCDO staff putting together all our ads this week and our promos, promoting this game, letting everybody know that we're here, working with the sponsors. A huge thank you to our sponsors. We'll be recognizing them throughout the day on Saturday as well. And a big thank you to you, Scott. Thanks for coming on.
No, thank you for inviting me. As I said, you couldn't have picked two better games, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, this was great. If you are a high school basketball junkie, join us on Saturday. We will have four games in a row, the Mac boys and girls, followed by the Tri-Valley boys and girls, all on Saturday at Unadilla Valley High School for those league championships. If I think my voice was gone after two games today, wait till four on Saturday.
Don't talk tomorrow.
Yep, I'm just going to be a silent meme the rest of Friday to try to save my voice. But hey, this is what we do, and we're glad to bring these games to you. So, all right, thanks again. SK Girls, SK Boys, they keep the streak alive. 14 straight now for the SK Girls, 9 straight for the SK Boys for the Delaware League Championships. So, for Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. See you Saturday on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222-CR, Norwich.
Please open the door, nothing is different, we've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late.